Canoe Road.
It's time for JB to share in a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
Jade from Maths joins me for a chat this morning. Jade, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Very well. Thank you so much for your time. It was a morning after the final commitment ceremony last night, and Reed said to you that you were the one, and I'm pretty sure he said he's filling up his car with 98 and heading off to the Gold Coast, which is very specific. How was all of that to hear?
It was really nice to hear, obviously. I think throughout the experiment, I did think Ridge was, like, joking around a lot and, like, not serious about things. So I feel like when he kind of, like, toned in and started to be more serious and, like, have those conversations, it was really nice to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Because I know there was a little bit of hesitation. I know you were a little worried that Ridge might have, you know, potentially changed his mind during the home stays, yeah?
Yes. Just because it is a big thing to ask. I feel like if someone doesn't have kids, it is a huge ask to ask them to come in and, like, join a family, really.
Oh, exactly. That's it. That's right. And you've got a daughter as well, I understand. So that obviously brings a whole extra element into things as well.
Yeah, so it's not just as easy as just two people.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. The other big thing going around Maths camp at the moment, of course, is Lauren and Jono. There's a lot to unpack there. Sort of where do you stand on that whole thing?
I'm on the fence with this one. Obviously, I feel like part of me is on Lauren's side, but part of me can understand where Jono is coming from. I think if I was in Lauren's position, I would be so angry if my partner sent over 100 messages. Mm. And if he said he, like, wanted to be matched with her. However, I know at the time, Jono felt like he was just being really nice and innocent. I'm so crazy, though, so, like, I honestly would have blown up. But I can understand that he meant it in a harmless way.
How about your thoughts on... You got any thoughts on sort of Tori? Because she sort of, I guess...
I have zero thoughts on Tori. I feel like I've wasted so much time talking and, like, putting my energy into Jack and Tori. So I have literally zero thoughts on Jack and Tori, and I'm avoiding that thought completely from now on.
Fair enough.
I'm not a fan.
No. Do you feel, I guess, betrayed in a way?
I don't feel betrayed in a way. I think Tori has made her bed, so that's that. If she feels like she wants to cut everyone off and put all her energy into Jack, then good luck. And I feel like she did do that, though, on the night to try make a big deal out of everything, whereas I feel like she could have really given Lauren the heads up.
You've given us your thoughts about Tori and Jack. Any other couples on the show that have surprised you how they turned out, I guess? Even, like, as a success that maybe you kind of thought earlier on in the experiment, these guys are never going to last. These guys are going to, you know, not get on at all, and they got on like a house on fire. Or maybe some couples that you thought originally these guys are going to bomb, and they've gone phenomenally well.
I'm not going to lie, on paper, everyone is matched so well, like unbelievably well. Like, we were all so shocked at how well everyone was actually matched. However, I think being in the experiment and watching them day by day, you kind of understand why couples aren't working, and you can kind of tell the couples that aren't going to work as well. So I guess there was no real surprises with anyone, I don't think. The only person I'm surprised that lasted was obviously Jack and Tori.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Everyone else, I feel like we all had to be so open and honest every week, so we kind of knew week by week what was going on with everyone.
Who was your favorite relationship expert when you sat down on the couch? Who was your favorite out of the three? Who did you gel with the most?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I feel like sitting on the couch was a blur to me.
Yeah, I can imagine.
John's voice, like, really soothes me. Like, it really just, like, I feel like when John talks to me, I just, like, get dad vibes. So, like, I always feel like I need to be really honest and, like, tell him exactly, like, what it is. Mel is lovely. And obviously, Alessandra's so beautiful. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have a favorite. But I think John definitely made me feel the most emotional. And then probably Mel after that.
He does have the full dad vibe, doesn't he? I'm not angry, I'm disappointed.
Hey. Yeah, so you kind of just like crumble.
Yeah. Hey, just a bit of fun to round off a fairly serious and honest discussion. I appreciate that, Jade. If and when, and look, hopefully you end up getting married, a couple of scenarios for what would be your perfect wedding. So I'm going to give you a couple of options. You tell me what one you like most out of these, okay? So
okay.
Do you go for the big wedding, which is 150 people or more, or a small wedding? What option do you pick there?
Small wedding.
Small wedding. There you go. Traditional wedding or a non-traditional?
Probably non-traditional.
Finger food or sit-down food?
Finger food.
Go the finger food. Everyone's picked finger food. Every single person that I've asked, all gone the finger food.
Yeah, there's just so much variety with finger food.
Oh, for sure. That's it. And you're not stuck at a dinner table and you can't get away from something you don't like. I'm sure you know what that's like.
Exactly.
And kids or no kids at the wedding?
Ooh.
And I'm not counting your daughter. Your daughter can come, of course. I'm talking about other people's kids. Do you invite...
Oh, no kids.
No kids.
There we go.
Some other
kids aren't well behaved.
I love it. Jade, thank you so much for your time and all the best with the remainder of the season. Really looking forward to seeing how it plays out between you and Ridge. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Amazing. Thanks so much for having me.
Attention all passengers travelling on Link Airways Flight 9...
Noah Khan, Stick Season at Tamworth's number one, 92.9 JB here. Get us your hilarious jokes in now. FM929.com.au. Win a delicious delivery of oak-flavoured milk to your job site or your workplace. FM929.com.au. For the details, Craig, thank you so much for your entry. Craig from Provision Spray Painting, thank you so much. Craig's joke... I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I can't stop tripping. Not bad, Craig. Thank you very much for your entry. Honorable mention, Craig. Another honorable mention goes to Beck. Thank you so much from Strandbags in Tamworth Shopping World. Thank you so much, Beck. Her joke. Why can't humans hear a dog whistle? Because dogs can't whistle. Yeah, thank you very much, Beck. Honourable mention there. But the winner, congratulations, Peter from TAFE. Congratulations, Peter. We loved your joke for an oak around the office here yesterday, so you've been deemed our winner. A delicious delivery of oak-flavoured milk coming your way with Peter's hilarious joke. Why do seagulls fly over the ocean? Because if they flew over the bay, we'd call them bagels. Hey, am I right? That's good, isn't it? That's pretty funny. Why do seagulls fly over the ocean? Because if they flew over the bay, we'd call them bagels. Get it? Yeah. Well done, Peter. We loved it here at the office. Play to our maturity. So congratulations. That delicious delivery of oak-flavoured milk is all yours. You think you can do better? Get us your radio-friendly jokes now at fm929.com.au for a delicious delivery of oak-flavoured milk to your workplace. Next Wednesday, we'll do another one. The Easter Egg Shake-Up, we'll give that a crack after this, from Silverchair at 92.9. Bon Jovi here at Tamworth number 1, 92.9, 17 past 8. JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre, and another busy council meeting this evening. And tell us more about it, Mayor for Tamworth Regional Council, Russell Webb. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, JB, and morning listeners out there on what is a beautiful morning.
Yeah, looking like a lovely couple of days, that's for sure. A couple of things to be discussed at tonight's Tamworth Regional Council meeting. One thing I'd love to chat about is the electric vehicle strategy that you're discussing at tonight's council meeting. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Look, what's actually happened is, and as everybody knows, and we're hearing a lot of it on the news about the increase in the number of electrical vehicles travelling our roads, whilst there mightn't be a huge amount of them, the numbers are increasing. And
yeah,
a number of organisations have come to us and said, well, we'd like to put some charging stations in a couple of your public car parks.
Yeah.
So we're having a conversation tonight about a strategy that might allow some of those to go into some car parks. And, of course, those organisations that want to put those charging stations in will obviously be making money out of those charging stations. So we need to say to them, and this is what the strategy will be about, is how much do we charge you for a car space that you're going to put electrical vehicle charging station at? Because that'll take a car park that would be normally used or could be used by any vehicle. So the conversation tonight will be about how we can let that happen, assist that to happen, but at the same time make sure that we cover all of our costs and perhaps make sure that any of those charging stations that do go in are there on a lease basis. They pay all of the costs and we get some money for the car spaces being used, but at the same time allowing those car spaces to be used for, as I say, this growing number of electrical vehicles that are coming, you know, mostly up from Sydney and so forth. There are a few in Tamworth, but I don't think locals are going to be charging their cars at the charging stations in public car parks.
It's good for tourism, though. I mean, you get people cruising through from Sydney up to Brisbane or elsewhere up north, pop through, charge up, you know.
Yeah, look, that's one of the things.
Fill up on coffee while they're charging,
That's one of the things that's being talked about, and whether we should have them closer to the CBD. I just wonder whether some of the supermarkets should think about, you know, the Woolworths and the Coles. Why don't they put them in? Why don't they organise with some of these providers to put them in? Because then they can go and have a coffee. And you know, Big W, for example, there's all sorts of things to do over there if you pulled up for an half an hour or 2 hours or whatever it's going to take to charge a vehicle.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's going to be a massive number of them.
Yeah.
We're only talking about a few.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe a dozen.
Yeah.
So into the future, we'll see where this goes. I'm not sure the country people who travel lots of miles and live out of town are going to be jumping into the electrical vehicle sector for some time. But, yeah, there certainly is a lot of people coming out of the city, so we need to cater for that.
We've got those ones down at the Hands of Fame Park the other day, and talking about people and their understanding of electric cars, I was just saying to someone yesterday that they're not free to charge on. Someone said to me that you can just, you know, anyone can pull up with an electric car and whack the charger on and it's free to do it. And I was like, no, they actually, it's like a petrol Bowser but with electricity. You actually have to pay to use it. They're not free. A couple of people just thought they're just charging stations, filler up free.
Nothing's free.
No, exactly. No, that's it.
You can pull up and park there, but you've got to have a credit card.
Exactly.
So that's how that works. I don't think they take cash.
No, I don't think so. No, not at all.
So you can pull up and charge your car up, and I don't actually know what it costs you to charge your vehicle up. I wouldn't have a clue.
I don't know. No, I'm not sure how much that costs, but whether it changed, I don't know. Someone out there far more educated than you or I might be able to answer that one.
I do know that that a lot of people, and I've spoken to a few people that have got electric vehicles, if they are travelling some distance, they really have to plan their journey.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
To where they might go. And it does put a bit of time on your journey, because if you're going to have to pull up for an hour, or half an hour, or an hour, or hour and a half, or whatever to charge your car, that adds to your journey time.
Yeah.
So all that planning has to be put into place if you are preparing a trip or planning a trip. And of course, anyway, those guys and gals that have got those electric cars, they will work their way through that.
That's
so
it.
We'll do what we can to support that, and hopefully, you know, help those people stop in Tamworth and spend a bit of money.
Exactly. You're off to a conference as well later on this year for local government.
Yeah, look, later on in the year, we always go to the Australian the Australian local government, National Assembly of Australian Local Government. There's 537 local government councils across the nation, and each year we go to a conference in Canberra for that.
Yep.
Each year we also go to a conference for, which is a state conference,
yep.
which where the local government bodies within New South Wales attend. But this particular one, we've got a number of motions that we're proposing to put forward, and yeah, they rate from anywhere from helping us with increasing our, funding to help us with our recycling, help us with some legislation to help us with our recycling. There's other motions in there or recommendations that'll go to ALGA for consideration to be put in the motions book to talk about helping for us funding for desexing of cats. There's so many cats around
yes.
here. And, of course, they cost money to desex. Yeah. So we're trying to help those people that have got them to get them desexed. And the best way of doing that is to be able to fund some of those activities, which would be good. We need to call on the federal government to help us with regional infrastructure.
Yeah.
There's just not enough funding there.
Mm.
So it's great to hear only this week that the president of ALGA announced that the House of Representatives announced a standing committee and a national inquiry into the funding and the
yep.
sustainability of local government across the board. We are so far behind other Western nations in the way government funds local government, and we need to catch up.
Yeah.
And we can see we're all facing those difficult times, and then we have to apply for rate rises. Which special rate variations
yep.
to help us stay sustainable. And, of course, the general public generally don't like paying more rates.
Yeah.
But if the federal government gave us our fair share of taxation money,
yeah.
which used to be 1%, now it's 0.5%, we'd probably find ourselves in a lot better position and we wouldn't have to do what we're doing
yeah.
now.
Exactly. And I was about to touch on that. What is that? There's 152 roughly local government areas in New South Wales, and what,
about 128.
128, sorry. Yeah. And nearly all of them, bar like 15 or 20, have asked for rate increases. So that just shows you something's wrong with the system. It's not just one or two councils that are asking for cash. It's nearly sort of 90% when you break down the statistics.
Most of the local government areas either have applied in the last year or so, are applying this year, or are planning to apply in the next 2 or 3 years, and they have to. But we're seeing rate increase or special rate variation requests for up to 70%.
Yeah.
I have seen them up to 90% increase in their rates. 10 was 36.3 over a couple of years. But we're seeing these 60, 70 and higher percentages in many of the local government areas across our state. That is a clear indication that local government is becoming unsustainable in a way that they're not going to be able to deliver the services that they should be delivering, like fixing the roads, fixing the potholes, all the things that we need to do, providing the parks and the gardens, keeping them in good trim, looking after the swimming pools, looking after the libraries, all of those social services that we need to do to make our community a better place to live in. We need more money to do that. And that's why we need more money from the federal government, from that federal taxation source to keep us sustainable and allow us to do what we need to do without actually taxing too hard through rate variations our communities.
So there's an inquiry for this have they called the inquiry or they're...
Yeah, they've announced.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they have announced that there will be a national inquiry into local government sustainability.
Yep.
So we'll be looking at lots of things there and
yep.
we'll be putting in submissions, and I hope that all our fellow local government areas, and I'm sure they will all put submissions in talking about what their needs are. Of course, the other thing is we need more help with our disaster mitigation.
Yes.
We've seen lots of lots of disasters over the last decade or so.
Yes.
And that really impacts on local government. It could be road work, could be road infrastructure, bridges, could be damage to dams, flooding of communities. And the Lismore's a classic example.
Of course,
It's still sitting over there a couple of years on from that major flood.
Yeah.
And they still haven't had a huge amount of support from both state and federal government. And they're really struggling over there. Those communities, there's people over there living in flood-damaged houses still.
Yeah.
They can't fix them.
No, exactly.
They just can't afford to. So, look, there's so much going on in this space. We do need that inquiry, and we do need the government to jump on board and start supporting local government in a better way so we can become more sustainable, so we can deliver to the community what needs to be delivered in terms of the things I just spoke about, and we can do that without putting our rates up too much. And at the moment, our only source of funding is really where we can get an increase is through rates, and I know the community out there do not like that, but we have no choice.
Just very quickly, before we have to wrap up, Russell, the MG Car Club doing a 100th birthday, sort of various car events up here over the Easter weekend, which is exciting. I know you're going to their launch on Friday night at Dungowan.
Yeah, I am. And look, that's exciting for Tamworth. And it's one of the things that I think Tamworth can should be very proud of. The community of Tamworth and the citizens should be very proud of that. We've got so many wonderful facilities.
Yeah.
Yes, we've got lovely sporting facilities and probably some of the best in the state. But we've got other facilities that enable us to host these large events. So this is their 100th birthday.
Yeah.
So it'll be great to see all these MGs running around. And I understand they're going to have MGs from the very first to the very latest that are going to be involved in the the activities here over the four-day weekend. So it'll be fantastic. I'm looking forward to going out on Friday to the launch of it. I understand you'll be emceeing the awards night on the Monday night in the town hall.
Yeah, that'll be good fun.
So it'll be a great night. They're all very passionate people, car owners, regardless of what they are.
Yes.
But a 100-year celebration, and how good is it they're bringing it to Tamworth?
Exactly. No, that's it.
But there's so many other good things happening over the weekend, and I just wish everybody a great Easter.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Thank you so much, Russell. You have a fantastic Easter as well, and we'll catch up again next fortnight. All the best.
Thanks, JB.
Rabbit Plaz Tank Sale. Save $795 on the 22,000.
Michael Jackson, Billie Jean at 92.9. That one for Meals, who's living her best life, cruising around Mackay and the Wit Sundays.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we'll touch on this a little bit more tomorrow because we've ran out of time today. but Jay and Dave, the breakfast announcer at 98.5 Triple M Mackay, confirmed that they are part of the Wit Sundays.
Just because they've got transmitters on the islands.
They own it.
Okay.
So they rang yesterday and confirmed.
Good morning to that listener, by the way.
Yeah, thank you very much. Apparently, three people tipped us off.
Oh, wow. Three.
I know. We got, I know.
Spies everywhere.
We got three listeners. Three people let Jay and Dave up there at Triple M Mackay know that we were chatting about Mackay yesterday.
Yeah,
and they rang very concerned yesterday that we might have been, rousting on Mackay. And I said, no, they'll never do that.
It's nice. I've been to the Wit Sundays. It's very lovely.
You've cruised around the islands?
Yeah, not on the big cruise that Meals is doing.
Yeah,
more of a like a
catamaran
type thing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Did you get a coconut?
No.
No?
It's not Hawaii.
Fair enough. You're up after 12 o'clock, and I'm sticking around till then.
Yep, have
fun. We'll get into the 9 at 9 on the way next. JJ's pizza for grabs. Yeah.